Let us talk about Mike Oldfield. Recognise this? It's got a slightly familiar feel to it, hasn't it? His most recent album is called Music of the Spheres. He's got a full orchestra for it. And it has some familiar themes. So when I spoke to Mike a few days ago, I wondered if there was something familiar about it.
Yes, it's got a repetitive sequence. But, that's my trademark, if you like. I love repetitive sequences. Everything is acoustically played and performed by real musicians, as opposed to the last album, which was totally computerised.
And the Music of the Spheres, can you explain?
As always, the title comes afterwards, after the music. It's this little phrase which is supposed to sum up, you know, everything that we don't understand about life and our existence and science, the universe, you know, the reason for our existence in this world.
Let's go back, if we may, and talk a bit about Tubular Bells, which was, I mean, I remember so well when it came out and getting it. You'd never really heard anything like that before when you got that album. How did you come to put that together, to think about it?
Well, there was a movement of keyboard musicians, but the only place you could hear them was on pirate radio, really, which I was only 10 or 11 years old, and like thousands of other very young people, we'd listen on our transistor radios, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning under our bed covers so our parents couldn't hear.
Oh, yes. You played every instrument, am I right, on Tubular Bells?
Just about everything. I think there was a couple of things, like the concert flute and a double bass, and just a few little things that I didn't play.
And, of course, it was released on the Virgin record label, that Richard Branson. How did that come about?
Well, I just happened to get a job as a bass player for a band not been heard of since. And then we were rehearsing at the Manor House Studios near Oxford, which was where Virgin were building their first studio. I said, you know, have a listen to my demos. And, they liked them, and then I think it was more than a year later they gave me a chance to record in the studio.
So was it something that Richard Branson personally took on?
Not in the very beginning, no. But once I'd made the music, and he, and more importantly the people around him, liked it. They really believed in it and thought it would be successful. And Richard put his whole weight of his personality behind promoting it, which, you know, he's the best promotions person in the world. So had a hell of an advantage by having him behind it.
Is it too big a leap to say that Richard Branson wouldn't be where he is now had it not been for Tubular Bells?
You never know. The world is a funny place. You know, if you're in the right place at the right time, you know, fortune is in your favour. Who knows, if Tubular Bells had never been taken up by Virgin, things could have gone either way. You know, what it did do was give him the finances to start building his empire, I believe.
So you gave him the chance to really start his career, and presumably he did exactly the same for you.
Yes. That's the way I look at it, yes.
Are you still in touch?
From time to time, yes. When I lived in Bristol, he promised to drop in. So, you know, every time I saw a Virgin helicopter, I thought, oh, perhaps he's going to drop down on my lawn. And he never did, and I've moved away from there now.
Could you have dreamt in those days? I mean, did he have the kind of personality that you could have believed would have taken him to the extent that it has with his business
yes.
empire?
Very much so, yes.
What was it about him then?
Well, he just made things fun, and he's charismatic. I think it's the big smile. He sort of grin at you, and you go, "Yes, we can." You know, it's like that. You know, great motivator, and quite funny as well. Can be quite irritating sometimes with his practical jokes, but just uplifting kind of character. You know, he walks in the room, and everybody. Spirits get lifted up.
What's the whole sort of fame and being in the spotlight and all the rest? What's that been like for you?
I hate it. I'd much rather be knuckled down under my mixing desk like a sort of crazy scientist, you know, experimenting with sound, sculpturing sounds and experimenting with new technology, and that in order to keep, you know, the flag flying really for my kind of music, I need to promote it, which I don't really enjoy doing, if I'm honest.
Yeah, because I mean, the making of the music presumably is really quite introspective. I guess you could probably just lose yourself in it and just be at one with what you're creating. Very different from having to be out there and if you like, selling it.
Well, it's not. Yes, it's not the sort of music where you've got a front man. I mean, I'm not like Tom Jones out there with my microphone. I mean, much as I like Tom Jones, but I'm not like the performer, kind of entertainer, you know, musician. I'm very much the background kind of scientist, technician. Sort of musician.
And I'm told you just become a dad again at
That's
the age
right, yes.
of, is it 55 you are?
Ooh, oh,
is that
I'm
right?
I'm confused now. I think I'm 54.
Oh,
I
I'm so
remember.
Sorry. I've given you an extra year.
I've had so many birthdays, I can't remember which one it is.
How are you finding that?
Great. I've got a 4-year-old now and a nothing-year-old. And, I just accept, you know, the 4-year-old's going to have his bad moods and tantrums and want to eat tons of chocolate, and you just have to play this kind of game with him to try and get him to eat real food. And a baby's going to cry when he's even when he's not hungry.
How do you find the sleep deprivation, you know, into your 50s?
Oh, it just builds up over time. You get a little bit groggy from time to time. But, I'm a lot much more relaxed about fatherhood than I used to be. You know, it's very nice.
Well, Mike Oldfield, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. It's a wonderful
okay.
album. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Are you chilled out? I am. Oh, fantastic. Matt's bought me a cup of tea. Sitting here with that. And Mike Oldfield's new album, Music of the Spheres. It was definitely that moment, wasn't it? That sort of, what are we now? 11 minutes to 10 on a Monday morning. We all need one of those. Hope you enjoyed it and that it has chilled you out as well.